This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus outbreak did lead Ohio officials to postpone yesterday's scheduled Democratic presidential primary, but three other states went forward with balloting, and former Vice President Joe Biden enjoyed a clean sweep of them. Projections are he will be the winner in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. Speaking last night in his home state of Delaware, Biden said,
"Our campaign has had a very good night. We move closer to securing the Democratic Party's nomination for president."
Biden besting Bernie Sanders in those three contests, President Trump confirming creation of a huge economic stimulus proposal, a plan that he calls big and bold, suggesting the aim is to flood the struggling economy with money. It means average Americans might get checks of $1,000 or more soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, the energy is good. You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I used to get tired at early afternoon and now I don't get tired till evening and I don't get sleepy as early as I used to and I definitely have more energy. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
We told you about Joe Biden's primary wins yesterday. Well, Biden is now getting protection from the Secret Service. The former VP had requested protection after he was rushed by protesters during several campaign appearances. As of now, there are no plans for his rival Bernie Sanders to get such protection. The two candidates have been knocked off the campaign trail for now amid the coronavirus concerns. Fiat, Chrysler, Ford, and GM will partially shut down their factories and put new measures in place to protect their workers from the virus. The UAW has been urging the Detroit 3 to completely shutter the plants for at least 2 weeks, but the union says in a statement the changes will increase adherence to CDC recommendations and the facilities will be extensively deep cleaned between shifts in the meantime. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Ballpark workers who can't work while Major League Baseball is on hiatus because of coronavirus will be getting some help. The league's announced all 30 teams are pitching in, no pun intended, with a $1 million donation. Each team will eventually announce more details about their portion of the funding that will pay those workers' salaries. An actor most known for his work on the TV shows The Carol Burnett Show and Wonder Woman has died. Lyle Wegener passed away on Tuesday after a battle with cancer, according to his rep. He was 84. Wegener served as the announcer for and played various characters on The Carol Burnett Show from 1967 to 1974. A few years ago, he spoke about unexpectedly landing the job after a routine audition.
And obviously, I got it.
Yes.
Which was probably the luckiest thing that could have happened to anybody. So anyway, we did the show, and we had a fantastic time. I mean, you can see that we had a lot of fun on there. It was just nonstop laughing.
Wagoner also had the distinction of being the first centerfold for Playgirl magazine. He joined the cast of Wonder Woman alongside Linda Carter as Steve Trevor, a soldier who crash-landed on Wonder Woman's mysterious island of Amazon women. He went on to develop a business renting motorhomes for stars to relax in during their downtime on location, since often they didn't have actual dressing rooms. Again, Lyle Wagoner was 84. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's All We Roll. It is, no doubt. And we just keep moving forward as we continue to be held hostage, you know, by the coronavirus. But look, it's going to be fine. You know, I keep saying, you know, because we are Americans. We're not Americans. And this too shall pass. We shall get through to it. And this is a good time, I think, for, you know, people to reassess some things, to be more neighborly and, you know, check on your older neighbors, you know, and make sure that they are not without a half gallon of milk. This is a time that we can serve our local communities and make a huge difference, believe it or not, just by being, you know, just being friendly and human. Speaking of which, with us right now is Chris Farrell. Chris is the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, and we've got a lot to get updated on. Chris, how you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, all things considered. I mean, I got to admit, I'm getting, you know, a bit claustrophobic. I had to go out this morning. I got up early, couldn't sleep. I thought, well, let me go to the beach and just kind of, you know, breathe a little bit and take in the scenery. And, you know, we're doing all the stuff you're supposed to do. You know, you're watching, being around a lot of people, washing your hands a lot, you know, I do that and I keep hearing my mother in my ear, you know, wash your hands. So those are all good memories. And as I said, I think if we look for ways that we can serve our local community, and this is what I'm hearing anecdotally, Chris, is that people in neighborhoods are, you know, checking out their neighbors that are a little bit older, that, you know, may not have the ability just to run down to the store. And although here in Florida where we're at, there's some stores that are accommodating seniors. They're having like a special hour before everybody comes in and slams the aisles. They're having a special hour for seniors to come in first thing in the morning to come in and access their groceries and that. Then I think that's really, you know, some cool ideas that are working out, you know, locally.
That sounds like a smart move. And, while it's certainly a serious medical concern,
mm-hmm.
You know, as you mentioned, there's about 320 million hostages,
yes.
You know, who are... So I just worry. I mean, I guess the overreaction is supposed to be a good thing,
mm-hmm.
In the sense that it limits the possibility for further contamination or outbreaks. But I am just concerned that the real contagion here is fear, and mm-hmm. that's what's, you know, driving the markets into the tank. And I think part of it is irrational. So, mm. We'll see.
Well, this is the problem with fear. It's like that old acrostic that you and I grew up with, you know, false evidence appearing real, right?
That's right.
And that's right. What we don't know. We really don't know what is really real. I mean, look, I have a lot of respect for Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. I think what they're doing on behalf of the American people is awesome in staying focused on the facts and getting away from all the opinionating, and there's too much of that happening. And, of course, we get into danger zones when you know, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we got to be real careful, you know, to that end, as you say. And also, you know, keep an eye on things that, you know, the government doesn't, you know, find itself overreaching out of our fear and responding to our fear, you know, kind of like what they did after 9/11. You know, we overreached and we're still living with the Patriot Act, right?
Yeah, I mean, sadly, again, it's a completely legitimate medical emergency, and I understand it, and I accept it, given, okay? But my concern is when you have clowns like de Blasio in New York,
mm-hmm.
You know, scaring people out of their wits, you know, in fact, the governor had to intercede and walk back something de Blasio had said. I guess he had... de Blasio was sort of hinting at or threatening or something,
right.
You know, like a complete, you know.
Quarantine, yeah.
Yeah, and then the governor was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I hate to compliment Governor Cuomo of all people, but even he found de Blasio to be outside the bounds. So.
Exactly. And kind of reminding all the mayors that, look, everything goes through, you know, through the governor's office. You cannot be a lone ranger here, you know.
Yeah, and it's just so there are sensible precautions that everyone can take, and then there's, you know, just the media and frankly even the federal government has been so wrong on so many things so often. I just there's a reasonable personal responsibility issue here, and
mm-hmm.
there's politicians running around waving their arms, you know, screaming
right.
The world is ending. So.
Well, you're exactly right, and that's what we've maintained, Chris, is that it starts with we the people. I mean, personal responsibility. Do the right thing yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you, your family, your neighborhood, you know, and it will go a long way because that's the problem. You know, we have individuals out there that are being rather careless. I mean, I saw, you know, here it is, it's spring break, and the kids can't help themselves. You know, they're out in the beaches in Miami. It's like, hey, come on, you knuckleheads. You know, we've got a serious deal here. And
look,
although
I believe fresh yeah. air, sunshine, and salt water fixes most things.
Well, yes, for the most part, but yet, you know, if that's all they did, that's all they did. But you know, when you get a lot of energy like that and young energy around, you know, a coronavirus be damned, you know, we're going to move forward.
But there's a lot of cross contamination.
Yeah, the only reason I'm saying that is I know for you, Chris, because you were very well disciplined, but I have to admit to you know, human failings. So I say that with some compassion, okay, and understanding that I'd be the last one to throw any stones in a glass house here. So, but you know, we just have to do the best we can to encourage. I did want to get an update on Judicial Watch. Obviously, this is why we have you here, and I appreciate you chiming in on the coronavirus right now, because that's the 800,000-pound gorilla in the room. But the other 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, which has been dormant until you kind of gave, I say you, Judicial Watch gave us a little bit of hope here, and that is you were able to get a court order for Hillary Clinton to go under oath on those infamous emails.
Yeah, and she's absolutely flipped out and run to the court, not she personally, but her attorneys have run to the court and filed something called a request for a writ of mandamus, which is lawyerly gobbledygook for mm-hmm. An appeal, or not really an appeal, technically it's not an appeal, a mandamus writ is kind of above and beyond an appeal. It's a legal filing to the appellate level court saying that the trial court in this case has done something so outrageously over the top that it's a grave error requiring sort of like emergency review. So it's like an appeal on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, it's my personal opinion that Mrs. Clinton and her team are just totally flipped out over the idea of her having to testify under oath.
Exactly. Well, look, at she's been able to get away with it. She's been on the talking circuit claiming that she's been vindicated and all this good stuff. There was nothing there. Of course, how can you know if anything's there when you got rid of the there to begin with?
Exactly. When you have a subpoena and you destroy what's being subpoenaed, that's a hint.
Yeah, exactly. And anybody else, Chris? Hey, you know, some of us lower minions, I mean, we'd be in jail. I mean, we'd be hoping that we would be treated like Manafort, right? Without a doubt.
Yeah,
exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Chris Farrell on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about two FOIA lawsuits that are pending as well. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
And we're committed to serve you because we are fresh and independent. We're not beholden, but to you, we the people. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Chris Farrell continues. Chris is the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. You know, Chris, my thought the other day, again, was so being so grateful for Judicial Watch because, you know, the things that you and Tom Fitton and the whole gang there have been focusing on, you know, everyday citizens go, what's happening with our... you know, with our own Justice Department. I mean, you know, the latest thing was right when we thought we might be getting close to it. The Mueller investigation is suddenly, you know, like, oh, there's nothing here. Let's move on after all that we've exercised over. And, you know, and people sometimes think that, look at, you know, Hillary Clinton, she's been resisting. Of course, we don't expect her to come in and say, yeah, you're right, I'm guilty, I did all this stuff. You know, she has been one to deny and to deny and to deny and to stretch it out and be able to get away with this. And it presents to the people a two-tiered sort of justice system where is that if you're a Democrat or if you're part of the Clinton machinery, then you can get away with murder. But the rest of us folks, you know, we're subject to the laws of the land. And, you know, and what this all goes back to, Chris, is that people are losing faith in our government. They see the corruption. And it's, you know, call it what you want, but it's obvious that corruption has been running amok in our country. And I know that this is what you guys have been fighting against. And, you know, God bless you for doing that on behalf of the people. But if we don't start cleaning up this mess that we have here on aisles 3, 5, 7, 9, just go right on down in Washington, D.C., you know, the deep state's going to continue to reign, and we're going to continue to be a laughingstock internationally because here we are trying to act like we're the betters, and they're laughing at us and going, we know you guys are so dirty. You got all these people that are so corrupt. They come here in our country. They're stealing money from us, and then you make it seem like you're so, you know, you're so free and liberated and everything. You're a joke.
Well, you know, Bill, you've hit the nail on the head, and I think that the grave threat or the real difference now is the corruption in the Justice Department and, of course, the FBI is a subordinate element of the Justice Department because, you know, folks have always looked at government and politicians and figured, you know, a certain percentage are crooked, right? Mm-hmm. They're involved in graft or self-dealing or some kind of phony contract scam where their, you know, their brother-in-law gets the paving contract for the county road system or something. I mean, you know, people are almost used to that because of sort of our failed human nature.
Right.
That, you know, people have their hand out or are looking for a way to scam the system. But the reassurance that people had over and over was that, well, yeah, you know, there's going to be little games and crooked angles that people will play, but you know, we've got a justice system from the courts to the prosecutors to the police. You know, we've got a justice system that's, you know, in the end, you got a shot at justice.
Mm-hmm.
Not guaranteed, but you got a shot at it.
Right.
And that's gone. And that had always been the margin between us and various, you know, banana republics or failed states or, you know, kleptocracies around the world. This is the disturbing thing.
Mm-hmm.
We are now in the same boat as those countries that we used to kind of shake our heads at because the trust, the confidence of the American people in our Department of Justice and the courts and law enforcement has been just shaken, maybe worse than shaken.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that disparity of treatment and that ease, that facility with which senior government officials have just totally lied or thrown cases or developed amnesia or, you know, there's all these abuses of power at the justice, within the justice system, from courts all the way down to agents or cops on the street. That twist has radically changed who and what we are.
Yeah, it really is a sad commentary, and here we, the people who have given so much money to people overseas to help them out, they still don't respect America because of the corruption. And, you know, they're going, wait a minute, you know, the Clintons have come into our country, they've taken money that was earmarked for us, and they took over it and put it in their pockets. And it's not just the Clintons. I mean, you know, the Bidens. I mean, let's just go down the list. I mean, Peter Schweitzer's recent expose. He's been one expose after another. You know, going back to what you said earlier about these politicians coming in. You know, he reported, I think, 2 books ago about the insider trading, and finally it caught enough traction that they were embarrassed enough. The ethics, and up until then, the ethics committee for the Congress said it was okay for them to do insider trading, Chris. And then, you know, they were so embarrassed, they finally said, hey, well, maybe we ought to stop doing that.
I could be, look, you know, and it goes both ways. I can remember a television commercial, you can still find it on YouTube, mm-hmm. with Bill Clinton and George W. Bush sitting side by side, smiling at the camera, talking about how they were going to save Haiti.
Yes.
Well, take a look at Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much money has been thrown at it nationally, internationally, public money, private foundations, blah, blah, blah. And the place is still a hellhole.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Bill and George, what did you do for Haiti?
Well, they took care of their cronies. They took over the telephone, right? The cell said the mobile system, the mobile telephone system, they took over that. They brought in their crony to do it, and a bunch of money went to the Clinton Foundation, oh, by the way. I mean, this is what...
Don't leave out George W. Bush, though. I mean,
yeah.
This stuff is thick and deep, and,
yes.
And that is what makes the average American crazy when they see this stuff.
Well, we know that JW just announced that it filed 2 FOIA lawsuits against the State Department relating to Burisma Holdings. Update our audience on that, Chris.
Well, you know, these are the great unasked questions, right? You have Burisma Holdings, which, of course, is the corrupt Ukrainian gas company that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, with zero experience, zero knowledge, zero training, zero skills, you know, suddenly finds himself with a sweetheart deal after his dad, Joe Biden, threatens to withhold, $1 billion in U.S. government aid. He very famously brags about that in a video interview in front of the Council on Foreign Relations. But this is, you know, Hunter Biden peddling or trading on his father's position as vice president, the family name. Burisma, you know, was the subject of all sorts of commentary and inquiries and emails back and forth in the State Department because it was kind of like the worst kept secret, you know, in Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is a, you know, a corrupt, phony-up company. There's involvement with the Bidens. There was concerns expressed about, you know, who was involved and who was meeting who and leveraging the money. So we want all those documents. We know the State Department has emails, text messages, et cetera, going back years and years
exactly.
On that subject, and we're going to get them.
Well, and I'm glad you pointed that out, because some people may think, well, this has just happened just recently. I mean,
the
corruption of Ukraine has been decades worth of information, right? And yes, we have the Bidens recently, and by recently we're saying back when he was vice president, and then it also ties in our former president. Of course, you know he's sacrosanct, so we can't really say much about Barack Obama. But how does the vice president of the United States get away with this without the blessing of the president of the United States?
Well, he was formally given, you know, that sort of portfolio or that mission, to deal with the Ukraine. And that's why he traveled there repeatedly. And that's how he got his business angle in, because President Obama, you know, essentially commissioned the vice president to handle Ukraine. So, you know, none of this is by accident. Like, this is not like, oh, gee, whoops, I fell into a, you know, multi-million dollar contract. How did that happen?
Yeah.
This is all sort of divvying up the goodies. And
exactly. And how much got divvied to Barack Obama?
Yeah. Well, you know.
These are just some of the questions that we're bearing to be asked that people want answers to. But it's like it's like Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
So it's pretty severe, no doubt.
Well, we're going to get it.
You got it. Well, thank you for all the great work. Keep it up. Director of Investigations Research for JW, Chris Farrell. Thank you, Chris.
Is immune support on your mind these days? Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off. including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus outbreak did lead Ohio officials to postpone yesterday's scheduled Democratic presidential primary, but three other states went forward with balloting, and former Vice President Joe Biden enjoyed a clean sweep of them. Projections are he will be the winner in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. Speaking last night in his home state of Delaware, Biden said,
"Our campaign has had a very good night. We move closer to securing the Democratic Party's nomination for president."
Biden besting Bernie Sanders in those three contests, President Trump confirming creation of a huge economic stimulus proposal, a plan that he calls big and bold, suggesting the aim is to flood the struggling economy with money. It means average Americans might get checks of $1,000 or more soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now, the co-founder, national coordinator of the Tea Party Patriots and columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be back with you. And you can call me a homeschooling mom now, too.
Yeah.
I'm with every mom and dad in America, I think.
Well, you know, I tell you, there's going to be some great takeaways in all this, with parents now doing some homeschooling and realizing at first it's a bit of a shock as you get used to a rhythm and routine. But I'll tell you, I did some homeschooling for a couple of years with our daughter, and I found it to be quite enjoyable in the midst of my crazy schedule and everything. And fortunately, my daughter was low maintenance. My son, a whole other issue. I think we're both still in therapy over that experience. So you're going to win some and lose some, I think, in the process. But I think some parents are going to find out that there's some benefit. I think Melania Trump said, look, take advantage of this time. I mean, this is family time, special time that you're going to have with the kids that you wouldn't normally have because they're at school. But now they're home. So, you know, there's some bright spots,
yes.
I think. Right?
Exactly. That is exactly right.
Well, speaking of Melania Trump, she also tweeted out, she says, I want to take a moment to thank the medical staff, doctors, nurses, and first responders who are working tirelessly to help keep our country healthy and safe. You know, I appreciate her heart and her encouragement, because in the midst of all this negative stuff and the politicization of this crisis that has been going on, you know, the best way to counter all this negative is with a positive perspective, I think.
I think that you are right. And one thing that I'm doing here in my neighborhood or on my street, I live in a suburban neighborhood, so it's, mm-hmm. there are a lot of people on my street. My kids and I are putting a letter out today that just lets people know if they're advised to stay home and they need any help that we could go run errands for them and drop off things on the front porch and just doing what we can to help out and thanking them and encouraging them for taking the advice right now where I live. It's advice. There's no mandate to do what we're being asked to do. So just encouraging them and trying to find a way to look for the bright side. And also letting people know if you're going through economic distress or anxiety and you need something, let me know and I'll see what I can do to help rally our community to help you.
Because this is like a lot of people going through that. This is old school community effort. This is what we did before welfare, when people got together in neighborhoods and, you know, came alongside their fellow neighbors and helped as they could. They flowed to the need. You know, you have certain seniors who, you know, we've been told time and time again are especially vulnerable, and some just don't have the access to, a trip to the store and that sort of thing. Here in Florida, Jenny Beth, there's some stores that are offering a special hour. They get the first hour of the day. Seniors get to come in, and so they're not going to get run over in midday by some of these people. Although I got to say, in Florida where we live, people have been pretty calm about it. I mean, yeah, they've gone nuts over toilet. I don't know what happened, if suddenly the manufacturers put gold in toilet paper or what. But you know, we just can't. We can't. We don't have enough toilet paper here. It's just bizarre. I don't know.
That part is a little bit bizarre. It is good to see that. That people are coming together through this, and those who are having a hard time with it, I hope we can help them. And I hope that it's going to crush our economy. You can't just shut down the entire economy and expect everything, money to keep flowing and people to be able to keep paying their bills and doing what they must do. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have some real issues. We have issues on the horizon. Yes. I hope that we're able, at the very least, to slow the spread, to flatten the curve is what they have asked us to do, and that the economic hardship we are about to have to endure was worth it for whatever we are able to do to prevent the loss of the lives of our fellow Americans, especially those who seem to be older and more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to see anything happen to those people.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point, because what we're finding that the higher the compliance, the quicker you're able to flatten that curve. We spoke with a survivor, an attorney, an actress in Taiwan, and they've already gone through it. They had 57 cases, one death. And they're on the other side. They're like Punxsutawney Phil, coming out very slowly, you know, checking out for their shadow and that sort of thing. You can't blame them. But they've got through it. And her message to America was, it's going to get better. You're going to be okay. You'll get through this. So, and they were 70 miles from the epicenter of this in Taiwan, you know, from China. So that was encouraging news to hear from, you know, their country, and of course 23 million versus 320 million. So you got a lot more options and attitudes here with 320 million people, but they were very serious in responding to it, and they were able to get through that curve a little bit quicker. So I think in ratio to the amount of compliance and common sense that's exercised, like, you know, we've been told over and over again, you know, wash your hands, watch the social distancing and all that stuff. You know, just the common sense sort of things that we grew up with, Jenny Beth.
That is exactly right. And it's, you know, it's the advice we all know we're in, the actions we all know we're supposed to be taking. We just need to take them a little bit more often and be careful with the spread of this right now.
Exactly.
The people who you're talking about from China, we are going to get through this. And even the people who are facing the tough economic times, mm-hmm. I've been through financial crisis. Right. I know what it's like. I know how scary it is. And I know what it's like for small business owners and medium and large business owners, too. Well, we're going to get through this. We are resilient, we are entrepreneurial, and we are charitable. And we, those qualities are what is going to make it possible for us to get through this.
Exactly.
And we are also faithful, and we will pray as we go through this.
Amen to that. Yeah, I tell everybody, we're Americans, not Americans. So we're going to be okay. And we will rise. We'll rise to the challenge, just like we did with 9/11, and we've done through world wars and one crisis after another. And we'll take it on, but we'll take it on together. And I'm starting to see some unity here, which is that's an encouragement as well. Jenny Beth, a couple of minutes left here. I wanted to get your take overall in terms of the government response. How do you feel the government's doing?
Well, I think that we have some competing interests. I think at the end of the day, the thing that we do agree on across the entire country is that we do not want to see the elderly or the people who have existing health problems to be impacted by this disease. So we agree on that, and we're doing what we can to deal with that. And the government, especially the federal level, with advisements, not mandates, has done a good job. Mandate holding people in their home at gunpoint, like what we saw in Kentucky. I cannot support anything remotely like that. It's just wrong, and it's not freedom. And I'm very concerned about the bills that are passing out of Congress. There's a lot of money being thrown around. Senator Lee, Senator Johnson, Senator Scott from Florida, and a couple other senators whose names I don't remember off the top of my head have come up with an amendment. It makes a very, very bad bill maybe a little less bad. They're trying their best to make sure that small businesses survive this. So there is they're working to get that passed over the next few hours today, and we will see what happens with that. Doing anything we can to make this bad bill a little less bad is going to be better for our country.
Well, and I thought Senator Rand Paul's idea is also worth considering as well in terms of moving the tax filing deadline. There's some things that can be done that can have a great impact, just as you said. On small businesses, the businesses which are the backbone of our country, the employees. A conversation I had with Senator Scott weekend before last was that, release the unemployment funds right away. The 6 to 8 week process deadline. I mean, this is their money. They've paid into it. I mean, this is why states call a state of emergency, right? So that they can access their funds immediately. Why not we the people, right?
Exactly.
Jenny Beth Martin, right here. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans' tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans' tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans' tip of the day.
I don't even recognize myself anymore. I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, spending some time as we keep you up to date on all the things that are most important. As we were talking with Jenny Beth from Tea Party Patriots earlier, that the very backbone of our country is small businesses. And with us is Elaine Parker, and she's with the Job Creators Network. And we're going to be talking about the impact of the coronavirus on small business community and what small business owners need from Washington to weather this crisis. Elaine, welcome back. Good to have you with us again.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Well, as I just said, and we mentioned in the previous segment with Jenny Beth Martin, a small business is the backbone. And they're also, because they are the backbone of our economy, they're taking an immediate hit. And we need to do something to triage and buttress up their businesses to help them weather this storm that, could go on, 60, 90 days or so. What do you say?
I agree 100%. The Job Creators Network is the national small business advocacy organization, and we represent the 30 million small businesses out there, and they employ 60 million people. So right now, today, we're talking about 90 million people dependent on the success of small business. And in order for us to do step one, which is combat the coronavirus and stop the spread, we've all got to stay home, which means we're not going to the small businesses we normally go to, and they're hurting. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing we can do about it. We've got to do step one first. Mm-hmm. But as we look forward, we've got to look at how we can support small business and their employees through this. And we ran an ad last week. It's also on our website, jobcreatorsnetwork.com, soliciting ideas from small business owners on how the federal government can help them, because we've been in direct conversations with Secretary Mnuchin as well as the administration on small business and making sure that they hear what the small business community needs, and they're very focused on the small business community. But our message to America and to the administration is that small business is too big to fail, and we are supporting expedited small business loans that happen at the local bank level, not through the SBA. It's too cumbersome. It's too bureaucratic. We're also supporting federally funded unemployment benefits as well that are block grants to the states that prop up and support the state unemployment systems, actually utilize the state unemployment system processes and use them as disbursement centers.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, while we're on the air, there's an amendment that's been proposed by Senators Johnson, Lee, Toomey, Sass, and Scott that would actually replace the current language about the Sick and Family Leave Act with the current bill that came out of the House on Monday night, with a very generous 14-week federally funded unemployment insurance for people who are sick with COVID-19, caring for sick family members, caring for kids at home from school, or furloughed workers, or people who lose their jobs. Because right now, the bill that came out of the House is actually a mandate on small business to pay that paid leave reimbursed by the government. This new bill actually utilizes the current state system in place, but it's fully paid for and backed by the federal government. Mm-hmm. And we support it. We're coming out and supporting it just because of the mere simplicity of it.
Exactly.
And it's also more generous. It actually pays from day one. There's no waiting time. But from day one, it pays two-thirds of your pay or $1,000 a week, the lesser of the two. So two-thirds of your pay or $1,000 a week, the lesser of the two. There's no waiting time. And the qualification is, if you've worked any time in the last 30 days, whereas the current bill out of the House is you must have worked for the entire last 30 days.
Right.
That's significant for people because if you just started a job 2 weeks ago, you are not going to qualify under the House bill.
Exactly. Now, Elaine, a couple weeks ago, I had we met very briefly, but this was one of the things that I brought to Senator Scott here in Florida. I said, look at states are able to declare a state of emergency, and the reason that they do that is so they have access to immediate funds, right? I said, so what about the labor force? I mean, they have to wait 6 to 8 weeks to get their money? I go, that's unacceptable. I mean, this is not of their doing. This is a crisis, a true emergency at the downline level. And and if you look at it from the Constitution, it's the top line level because it's we the people that are at the top, not the other way around. So we need to service them. So I was excited to hear that this was being taken up and that this is something that, you know, I believe and I support, and they should definitely pass this without any problem whatsoever.
Well, we're obviously at the 11th hour, and the House bill passed on Monday night. The Senate is reviewing it and making their own revisions to it. This bill was drafted last night. Senator Scott is one of the sponsors. I just got a copy of it. We think it will work for ordinary Americans and help them immediately without putting a burden on our small business owners as well who are hurting. Right now, cash flow for small business owners and cash flow for workers is key. Cash is king. We've got to find the fastest way. And even direct checks to the American people from the government is going to take weeks. This bill is retroactive to March 1st.
Wow, that's awesome. This has to go through because, you see, as I told Senator Scott, they've already paid into this. They've paid into this fund. It's not like we're sitting here got to come up with this extra money to do it. This money is there. So whether they give them a separate fund altogether or they use the existing, you know, unemployment insurance that is there for their use, for instances like this, although this is on the extreme end of it. I believe this is a win-win. I don't see what we have to lose on this thing.
This is a great bill. This is 14 weeks of leave versus 12 weeks out of the House bill that just came in. This is a much better bill when you look at the details of it. It is absolutely going out to those in need, and it's immediate assistance. And they could turn on the spigot for this tomorrow if they could pass it.
Well, the challenge we have, Elaine, as you know, is the Democrats can't help themselves. Whenever the vault is open, they've got to ask for extra stuff. And this is, causing some issues, for Senator Rand Paul and some of the others. I mean, this is why Mitch McConnell said, guys, look at just hold your nose just to prove it because we need it. But, you know, the problem is we keep holding our nose, and $23 trillion becomes $24 trillion. There's a sense of emergency, but there also needs to be a sense of responsibility by our legislators to not continue to feed this idea. I mean, we just came off of quid pro quo, right? Everybody's all excited, especially Democrats. Oh, quid pro quo, quid pro quo. Well, now the Democrats are holding the American people hostage and saying, okay, we'll give you the quid, but where's our pro? And so they build it into the system, and this is irritating. I mean, because this is what it's all about. I mean, it's like, okay, what's in it for them? What's in it for them are, you know, some Americans that need their help right now who are going to be grateful to say, look at our government is working on our behalf, not that we had to pay our government to do the right thing.
Yeah, this is a better bill. It's simple. It doesn't require the government to set up an entirely new system to reimburse the small business owners for paying the paid leave to their employees. They're utilizing the state unemployment offices as basically cash disbursement centers. The processes, the systems, they're all in place, and the federal government will send the money to the states, and the money can get to the people as soon as possible. And that's the most important thing.
Absolutely critical. What about the payroll tax cut, the holiday, payroll tax holiday?
So we're 100% in support of a payroll tax holiday, and that's for us, that's the looking forward part. How do we recover? We believe that small business has been driving this economy for the last 3 years. We believe that small business will drive the post-virus recovery as well. And we do that by a payroll tax holiday for employees and employers of companies that have 100 or less employees, and that will cover about 92% of all small businesses in this country, and we'd like to see it all the way to the end of the year, the end of 2020.
Exactly. Well, that's excellent. Now, on small business loans, we know that they've been a challenge for anybody who has been in business and applied for a small business loan. I think the average right now is about 3 to 5 months. Back in the days when I had to apply for one, it was almost a year. I mean, it just cannot be that slow anymore, especially right now. There is a sense of urgency. We can still be accurate and careful and responsible, but the process needs to move along a little bit better than 3 to 5 months, because again, the operative word here is immediate, right?
Exactly. And Bill, if you've ever worked with the SBA, it's a slow bureaucratic process. I live in Florida. I've been through hurricanes. I've been a small business owner. And even under emergency situations, I've gone through the SBA at the time during the 2004 hurricanes. And it was a very slow, bureaucratic, arduous process. And so what we're recommending is that we don't go through the SBA for these loans, that we get the local banks, again, a system that's already in process. They have processors there within the banks. They can expedite the money, and they can act as disbursement centers, the federal government that collateralizes the loans for the banks. And the banks issue the funds, and we get those funds to small business owners within like a 72-hour turnaround.
Wow.
That's what we need to do.
That's better than I thought. I was thinking maybe if we could even do it in a couple of weeks, but 72 hours, could you imagine that? That'd be a little bit of heaven here right in the midst of all this chaos that we're dealing with, Elaine.
We've got to leverage the processes that are in place to get the cash to the people and the businesses.
Well, Elaine, where can they go for more information?
Go to Job Creators Network and please share your ideas. That's what we're doing, is soliciting ideas to share with the administration and the Secretary of the Treasury as this bill makes its way through the process.
She is the president of Job Creators Network Foundation and chief communications officer of Jobs Creators Network, Elaine Parker. Elaine, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that.